The Secretary General was speaking at a ceremony marking the centennial of the Peace Palace at The Hague. He said it was essential to establish the facts on the alleged use of chemical weapons in Syria and that a UN investigation team is now on the ground doing just that.
Just days after the attacks, they have collected valuable samples and interviewed a number of victims and witnesses. The team needs time to do the job. That is why earlier today, right here in Peace Palace, I said, give peace a chance. Give diplomacy a chance. Stop fighting and start talking.
Echoing the Secretary General's sentiments, Lakhdar Brahimi told the Geneva press conference that Syria is undoubtedly the most serious crisis facing the international community today. The Joint Special Representative of the UN and the Arab League for Syria commented on the incident that took place on the 21st of August in a suburb of Damascus.
It does seem that some kind of substance was used that killed a lot of people. Hundreds, definitely more than 100. Some people say 300, some people say 600, maybe 1,000, maybe more than 1,000 people. This is, of course, unacceptable. This is outrageous.
Mr. Brahimi was asked how reports that some UN member states are considering a military strike on Syria would affect his peace efforts.
International law is clear on this. International law says that military action must be taken after a decision by the Security Council. That's what international law says. What will happen there again, I don't know. I think I must say that I do know that President Obama and the American administration are not known to be trigger happy. What they will decide, I don't know. But certainly international law is very clear. Security Council has to be brought in.
Mr. Brahimi said some member states say their research shows that chemical weapons have indeed been used.
What we have been told is that this evidence that the Americans, the British, the French say they have is going to be shared with us. It hasn't been until now, and we will be very, very, very interested in hearing from them what this evidence they have is.
Mr. Brahimi was asked if he would continue to carry out his mandate if a military strike did take place.
You know, there is no direct link between my mandate and military action. Unfortunately, there is a lot of military action in Syria these days, as you know. It has been the case for more than 2 years. What I am going to do, I will tell you if I decide to do anything, you will hear about it.
Mr. Brahimi said he was against military intervention by principle. Enough killing has already taken place in Syria, and it's time for it to end, he said. Jerry Adams, United Nations.